Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on Thursday morning, 7:40 right now, let's find out what's going on in Fort Gratiot Township. The Township Supervisor, Rob Montgomery, joins us right now. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everything up in the 059 these days?
It's doing good, Paul. Yeah. Doing good. Can't complain up
there
yet.
Spring is here, right?
It is. It's finally showing up, yes.
It has indeed. Now, for you, we were just talking off here a little bit about a change for Fort Gratiot Township residents who sign up for city rec programs. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so in the past, historically, we had a long-term agreement with Port Huron where they would charge residents the city rate in for Fort Gratiot residents, and then they would back charge us the difference, so that whatever that difference was. Moving forward, they are no longer doing that, so our board has elected to create our own process, so we are going to be in the process today and tomorrow. Should have it rolled out by Monday, maybe even the end of tomorrow, on creating a form where residents can come in, and they can fill out this form along with a copy of their receipt, and then they'll be able to submit for the difference reimbursement from Fort Gratiot directly.
So if you sign up for a city rec program, you pay the full non-resident price, but then you can go get that form at the township and be reimbursed.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly it. Yep, so that process, we will put that out on our website. We'll put the form on our website, as well as we are going to put that on our Facebook too. So we will get that out to residents so they know what that process is. Rec sign-up started earlier this week, so unfortunately it's a little bit behind, but we had to make that decision at our meeting last night, so that will be out very soon for folks.
All right, very good. We were also talking about the fact that you know, summer is here. We're starting to look at the calendar, all the summer events that come up. One of the big weekends is Cruise Weekend in Fort Gratiot.
Yeah, yep, so Cruise Weekend's going to be in full swing the end of June. We are planning on, we do already have scheduled, the fireworks are scheduled for that Saturday. We plan to have all the same festivities that we normally do. We definitely hope for great weather for those couple of days. That's always helpful. But yes, we're going to have the fireworks. They'll be back by the pond as they normally are on Saturday night. And everything should hopefully go off as typically planned. We cross our fingers.
And for good weather, too.
We hope. Yes, exactly.
Which has always been a little bit of a challenge with that weekend. But we'll hope for a nice weekend indeed. We talked last time you were here about road construction, a lot of projects planned in Fort Gratiot this summer.
Yep. So we got a lot of projects. Those, we should be getting timeframes before long. A few of the major ones are Craft Road, as we talked before, between Parker and State, along with that mini roundabout there at the, intersection of, Craft and State Road there. And then, the Old Farms neighborhood getting a mill and fill. So basically a repavement. And then the entrance to Shorewood is getting redone, as well as every year we do gravel haul is what it's called. So we maintain our gravel roads this year. We do have some gravel roads that should have minimal impact because they put that gravel down, grade it out in the same day. So, you know, that shouldn't have as much of an impact as when they do the mill and fill for the paving. But we do that every year as well.
We talked last time you were here also about the Black River Canal project. The city is looking for funding for that. They've turned to the township, yours and Port Huron Township, both, to seek some sort of cooperation. What's the latest on that?
The latest on that basically is the board so far is they're kind of in a holding pattern. The board really doesn't want to take any action on that. Some board members don't see the value as far as the flushing of the canal because all of the properties in Fort Gratiot are upstream. But the main concern that the board members have is with the pending appropriations request into the Congresswoman Lisa McLean's office. Those numbers hopefully should come out of committee within the next month to 2 months. And that request is to the tune of $6.5 million. Obviously that delays the program a bit. But as far as getting that canal back open, but at the same time, you know, the board members look at if they're going to, you know, use taxpayer dollars on this for the next 30 years, or is this something that could be paid through a congressional appropriation and actually not cost taxpayers anything?
Yeah. And so it's sort of a, you're right. It would delay the work
yes.
by a bit, but not that much. It sounds like they should know soon.
Yeah, they should know soon. And then, you know, Congress, of course, has to pass a budget. But it would probably delay much of the work until next year, but it could be fully funded. It could be something that, you know, gets fully funded because, you know, if there's no match required on that grant, then it could be a fully funded type of project. So that's something that definitely the Congresswoman definitely stepped up for our Blue Water community here. She has 200 communities that she represents, 700,000 people, and only 20 communities get chosen. So it's a pretty prestigious, thing to get federal funding from the feds. So, if the Blue Water area can capitalize on that, it seems like it would be a rather good thing.
How's the Fort Gratiot Fire Department expansion going?
It's going good. Our other members started. We actually have a few part-time members that are finishing up the Fire Academy right now, so that'll add some more complement to our staff. But it's really allowed us to be able to, serve the residents better. We have two crews typically on staff. There's some days we don't, but most of the time we have two crews on staff. So if they're out on that first medical or first accident or first something and another one comes in, we're able to, to help that resident in a more timely fashion versus having to have any type of delay there. So it's really helped improve the level of service delivery.
Good. Everything else good in Fort Gratiot? Anything else we need to know?
Everything else seems to be going good. We're redoing the North River Road pickleball and tennis courts, so those are coming along. That should be up and running here before long. As soon as the contractor can get there with this weather and do the striping and the nets, then those will be open, and we'll announce that on the website once that's finished.
All right. Look for that and much more. Rob, appreciate the update. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Rob Montgomery, the Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor, with us on this Thursday morning. Let's check weather real quick.